vegetarian diet is healthier. The food that people eat is just as important as what kind of cars they drive when it comes to creating the greenhouse gas emissions that many scientists have linked to global warming. According to a report accepted for publication in the April issue of the journal Earth Interactions, both the burning of fossil fuels during food production and non-carbon dioxide emissions associated with livestock and animal waste contribute to the problem, the University of Chicago's Gideon Essel and Pamela Martin wrote in the report. The average American diet requires the production of an extra ton and a half of carbon dioxide equivalent, in the form of actual carbon dioxide as well as methane and other greenhouse gases, compared to a strictly vegetarian diet, according to Essel and Martin. And with Earth Day approaching on April 22nd, cutting down on just a few eggs or hamburgers each week is an easy way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, they say. We neither make a value judgment nor do we make a categorical statement, said Essel, an assistant professor in geophysical sciences. We say that however close you can be to a vegan diet and further from the mean American diet, the better you are for the planet. It doesn't have to be all the way to the extreme end of vegan. If you simply cut down from 2 burgers a week to 1, you've already made a substantial difference. The average American drives 8,322 miles by car annually, emitting 1.9 to 4.7 tons of carbon dioxide, depending on the vehicle model and fuel efficiency. Meanwhile, Americans also consume an average of 3,774 calories of food each day. In 2002, energy used for food production accounted for 17% of all fossil fuel use in the United States. And the burning of these fossil fuels emitted 3/4 of a ton of carbon dioxide per person. That alone amounts to approximately 1/3 the average greenhouse gas emissions of personal transportation. But livestock production and associated animal waste also emit greenhouse gases not associated with fossil fuel combustion, primarily methane and nitrous oxide. An example would be manure lagoons that are associated with large-scale pork production, Essel said. Those emit a lot of nitrous oxide into the atmosphere. While methane and nitrous oxide are relatively rare compared with carbon dioxide, they are, molecule for molecule, far more powerful greenhouse gases than carbon dioxide. A single pound of methane, for example, has the same greenhouse effect as approximately 50 pounds of carbon dioxide. In their study, Essel and Martin compared the energy consumption and greenhouse gas emissions that underlie 5 diets: average American, red meat, fish, poultry, and vegetarian, including eggs and dairy, all equaling 3,774 calories per day. The vegetarian diet turned out to be the most energy efficient, followed by poultry and the average American diet. Fish and red meat virtually tied as the least efficient. The impact of producing fish came as the study's biggest surprise to Martin, an associate professor in geophysical sciences. Fish can be from one extreme to the other, Martin said. Sardines and anchovies flourish near coastal areas and can be harvested with minimal energy expenditure. But swordfish and other large predatory species require energy-intensive, long-distance voyages. Martin and Essel's research indicated that plant-based diets are healthier for people, as well as for the planet.